Hey, it's Ben and Kelly. On today's podcast, we're tossing a lot at you, including brand new advances in the app technology world.
Uh-huh. And buttering your spouse up to get what you want. Should it work? Does it work?
I tossed Kelly into the test kitchen to try out a brand new game.
It was an epic fail. And kind of like your proposal, which takes us down the other wormhole of, would you change anything about your proposal?
Yeah, stupid facts, setting the bar stories, and a ton more.
Enjoy the podcast.
Ben and Kelly.
I think I'm already going to put you on the defensive.
Really?
I am here to tell you that things that you write in your text messages a lot make you seem like a phony.
Make me seem like a phony? What do you mean?
If you use LOL and OMG frequently in your text messages, it can make you seem insincere.
I feel attacked.
I know. As soon as I saw this, I was like, oh no.
And if you're going to throw in emojis, I'm double attacked.
Right. Exactly.
I'm double attacked.
Like the crying laughing emoji.
Crying laughing.
Right. Sure. Yeah.
Is a staple.
Right. Of your repertoire. I know.
Yes.
I guess.
Because I feel like in tone, I always have to make it a lighthearted tone, because if I'm sending anything and it's just ending in a period, people think I'm being serious. Or it's like a sternly worded text, right? Therefore, like when I get text messages, like if I just get something like, okay, period, I'm like, what does that mean? Right? So I feel as though the LOLs, the OMGs are lighthearted and fun, no tone, we're good, right?
Yeah, and actually the people that, like, they tracked more than 5,000 people, and this is how they came up with this. And so, And I guess the people who were conducting it were a little bit surprised, too, because they assumed most people were cool with those abbreviations.
Yes.
Because they seemed, like you said, friendlier, a little less formal.
Yes.
But I guess it makes it seem that you don't care.
What? I care more about your feelings because I'm trying to make sure that you don't imply tone. Right?
Like
that's my mindset.
Kelly's texting, we have to talk, LOL.
I've never sent texts like that, but I do send a lot of OMGs.
Yeah. Well, I send.
And mostly it's OMG.
So I will send OMG and it'll be in all caps, mostly
right.
Because it just auto corrects to all caps.
Sure.
And I just
and
send
you go
it.
With it.
Yeah. And so it's funny because yesterday my daughter comes to me and she's like, Dad, don't write LOL in your status.
You were reprimanded by your daughter about LOL.
Yeah. So I know you're not on it. There's kind of a social media for runners and athletes and stuff. It's called Strava. And
I mean, why did you automatically think that I'm not on that?
Well, I know you're not on it.
I mean, I'm not.
Okay, exactly. Anyways,
but I feel
that's
offended.
That's not the point. So it's where you can kind of log your runs. It keeps track of your runs and your workouts and stuff like that. And
I honestly,
and again,
I was today years old when I learned that Strava was actually a social media.
Yeah.
I always saw that tagged in your post.
Right.
I didn't understand it.
No. Yeah. So it's a social media. So anyway, so you can like follow other runners or athletes and you can see the routes that they do. You can see how far they, anyways.
Okay.
So I had written on one of them after I had done a walk. I was like, hey, forgot to stop my watch because I have a Garmin watch. It tracks my workouts and things like that. And I was like, forgot to stop my watch, LOL, because I had only walked. I had like taken the dog for a walk and I had not stopped it. And it was like a 2-mile walk, but it took me like 2 hours to do because I had literally forgot to stop my watch. So I put in there, forgot to stop my watch, LOL. She's like, Dad, you can't do that.
Why not, though? It's funny, right? Because people thought it took me 2 hours to do the walk, right?
She goes, it makes you seem old.
Oh!
And I was like, oh. Okay.
Oh.
Well, stop doing the LOL. I guess the younger generation's done. Done
so
with
wait,
LOL
but,
and OMG.
Should you have just let it go and let people think that it took you 2 hours to do the walk.
Exactly. That was my point. It was like, like if you see the time and the distance, it just doesn't match up. And so I was like, you know, but her point was just right. Forgot to stop my watch. You don't need to clarify it with an LOL.
Okay. All right. Wow.
So anyway.
There's so much etiquette.
It's ever changing. It's ever changing, which is, you know, it's sometimes it's hard to keep up, right?
Uh-huh.
Right. So anyways.
Oh, goodness. So, it's just so much.
Again,
so
Kelly,
much stress.
I know that this, as soon as I saw this, I thought, oh, this is going to sit like a... This is not going to sit well with Kelly.
Yeah, well, can't stop, won't stop.
If you, well, all right, then just understand that whenever you write LOL or OMG, people are going to think you're insincere.
Well, and just, you just understand this, sir, that I'm going to continue caring about your feelings and making sure that you understand I don't have tone.
In an insincere way.
When I'm texting you back. Okay. Well, I guess I'd rather be insincere than a jerk.
Than a jerk.
If I'm going to be picking the lesser of two evils.
By now, in a sports update, you're aware that the Cards blew it in the last 13 seconds of the game.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And Jake Paul beat Mike Tyson in the boxing event of the decade.
People have feelings about that too.
Well,
there are feelings.
One, about 60 to 65 million people tried to watch it on Netflix. Netflix was like, can't handle that. And so it buffered for most of it.
Yep.
A lot of people are saying the fix was in and that they were just out there as kind of a spectacle, not so much as a actual boxing event.
Uh-huh.
Because, well, Mike Tyson's 58. Jake Paul is 30 years younger than he is.
You could tell.
And you could tell, yeah. And there were times when Mike could have, like, 1-2 punched him, and he just 1-punched him and just kind of held back. And Jake Paul even said, you know, in later rounds, I just kind of eased up trying to give people their money's worth. And so it's like,
Tyson was just taking it. He was just like a punching bag and was on the defensive most of the time, which was really hard to watch.
Yeah, and I saw a lot of people saying, hey, in his contract, he was supposed to lose.
Oh!
He was supposed to lose, and if
like
he knocked...
this was just a money grab, and he was just doing what he was told.
And if he was to knock Jake Paul out, he wouldn't have gotten paid.
Oh,
gotten paid as much, but yes. So, saw that floating around.
Ah, dang it.
Anyways.
I mean, you kind of knew that, right? But at the same time, you don't like hearing it out loud.
Right. And then last night, the Kansas City Taylor Swifts are no longer the only undefeated team in the NFL as they fell to the Buffalo Bills.
Oh, gosh.
In a last second hoorah from their quarterback. So, yeah, I mean, it was what a weekend of sports there.
Oh, boy.
99.7 DJX. When you want sports, you come to Ben and Kelly first. All right. Hey, coming up next, it's... mired in controversy. Uh-huh. It is dripping in who did what.
Right.
And how hard and steadfast are we with these rules? Well, apparently we are. So
apparently we are.
It's you laugh, you lose.
I believe that you have invoked the rule on me before. I'm just going to say.
Okay.
Pretty sure.
All right. We'd have to listen back to tape. All right. But... anyways, you laugh, you lose. Coming up here next, after Billie Eilish on 99.7 DJX. Okay!
Whoever laughs first loses. It's you laugh, you lose. With Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, Trumpets, me, it's time for You Laugh, You Lose. The gamer Kelly and I sling jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. It's for this trophy that I literally hold in my hand. Losers go first. Kelly, I believe that was me.
It was. I've been on a streak.
Hey, Kelly.
Ready? Yeah.
My wife told me I had to stop acting like a flamingo.
Hmm.
Yeah. So I had to put my foot down.
Yep. Yep. Sure did.
However.
Oh.
She presented a great argument. and I didn't have a leg to stand on.
Double punchline. Good one.
Thank you.
Good one. Shout out to Marsha, my joke minion. What do you call a moose with no name?
What?
Anonymous.
Hey, Kelly, they're finally making a documentary about the world's most famous clocks.
Oh, yeah, really?
Yeah, it's about time.
Oh, yeah. Do you have joke minions?
No. Is it obvious?
Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
What do you call a sad coffee?
What?
Depresso.
Hey, Kelly, someone asked me what TBH and IDK means.
And?
I told them, to be honest, I don't know. They said, all right, I'll ask someone else.
Yep, absolutely. 100%.
Yeah.
Hey, Ben, fun fact.
Mm-hmm.
Koi fish always travel in groups of four.
Mm.
If attacked, koi A, B, and C will scatter, leaving behind the decoy.
Oh. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Kelly, my dad used to make moonshine.
Oh, really?
Yeah, up until he got arrested.
Oh, wow.
It was a whiskey business, he used to tell me.
Yeah, for sure.
Whiskey.
Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
What do you call an old snowman?
What?
A glass of water.
Hmm. Kelly, what did the psychiatrist say to his patient who came in wearing saran wrap pants?
I don't know. What did he say?
Clearly, I see you're nuts.
Yes, literally.
In a clinical sense, of course.
In a clinical sense. Okay. You laughed.
What, are we going to let that one slide?
No, we're not letting that one slide. That was too big of a chuckle. Sorry, I win. Sorry, I'm saving these jokes. I'm saving the rest of the jokes because they're good. You just took yourself off on a little pity little chuckle, and I'm calling it. I'm calling it right there.
Fine.
Sorry, those are the rules. You laugh, you lose. That's the name of the game. That's literally the name of the game. Your little... Doesn't fly around here, sir.
I'm sorry. If I'm so funny, I can't help myself.
So funny that I gave myself a pity chuckle and took myself out. Sorry.
Funny that I happen to wear saran wrap pants and it was a personal story.
Don't hate the player, hate the game.
Fine, fine.
Wins again on a technicality.
Enjoy your stupid trophy.
I will.
You laugh, you lose. Brought to you by the Caravan Comedy Club.
You didn't even realize that's what happened.
No,
did you?
I didn't.
You didn't.
I was
even
clueless.
Realize it.
I was
you
clueless.
Just completely forgot that was the
Thank
name
you.
Of the game.
All right, it's 99.7 DJX. Time for a setting the bar story.
It's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, if you can manage to make it through the day without smuggling over 300 tarantula spiders by strapping them to your body, you're doing okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a bold method.
Bold method, that's for sure. 28-year-old duo out at South Korea apparently had gotten these on his trip to the Amazon, and he was trying to, like, sell them.
Oh, he thought, oh, these are going to be valuable.
Yeah.
They're Amazon spiders. I got to bring them all home.
Right. So he got busted on his way back to South Korea on a layover. And he was trying to smuggle 320 tarantulas through security by strapping them to his body.
I'm trying to envision, like, when you say strapped them, like, did he put them in containers?
Yeah, so here's the thing. There was about 285 of them were babies, and they were in plastic tubes. But the other 35 were full-grown tarantulas. Kind that we have held in our hands, Kelly.
Oh, stop it.
Yes, and the size of a human hand.
Why?
They were in little, like, plastic sort of... takeout food containers.
No, sir.
Yeah. And he had them stuffed in bags and belted to his torso.
Oh, I bet they were mad about that.
Yeah.
Those are small containers.
Yeah. And on top of the tarantulas, he also had 110 centipedes strapped to his body, 9 bullet ants, known for having the most painful sting of any insect.
How in the world did he handle them to get them in the containers without getting bitten, all the things 50 times over?
But security flagged him when they noticed his stomach seemed abnormally swollen.
Right. Okay.
He's walking.
Sir, can we pat you down?
Pay no attention to my abnormally swollen tummy. I had a lot of great food while I was in the Amazon.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah. So yeah, he was just trying to, I think, make it back to South Korea to sell them.
Set up a little market?
Set up a little market, maybe at a farmer's market. Who knows?
Maybe a farmer's market for Amazonian insects and crazy, scary spiders. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, that would be kind of his, that would be the spot there.
It'd be a niche.
It would be a niche, that's for sure.
I don't think he'd have a lot of competition.
He'd have, you know, he'd have his little tent and table set up.
It's authentic and organically sourced.
Right, even if it's ethically not sourced.
Right, yeah, not ethically sourced.
Alright, so yeah, anyways, that is your setting the bar story. Again, if you can manage to make it through the day without smuggling, over 300 tarantulas and a bunch of other bugs, then you're doing okay.
That's about 320 buckets of nope.
Yeah, I agree.
No,
that is your setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX. I'm going to say that we're going to stoop a little bit for this new in technology sort of segment.
New in technology. Okay.
Well, technology, it could be the funniest app just hit, or it could be a roll your eyes moment. And it comes courtesy of the Australian government.
All right.
So the science agency there, the National Science Agency in Australia, released this new app over the weekend. And it is asking to track something about you, all right? It's to help with health, and it's meant for Australians, but they're saying anyone can download it, and there's an option for people located outside of Australia. And it tracks, I'm just going to tell you what the app is called. It's called Chart Your Fart.
Oh, come on. Why do we need to chart that?
Tracks things like frequency, duration, loudness, stench.
Oh, wow.
And
it
how
can really take the, it can track the stench?
Well, it's asking you. And
you're supposed to input all the information.
Yes, like, exactly.
It's really outlandishly offensive today.
And how long it lingered.
Oh, wow.
So
so then it's going to tell you whether that's healthy or not, and whether you should like get yourself into a GI specialist.
Yeah,
ASAP.
Maybe. So they're asking you for 3 days, including 1 weekend day, because apparently your diet changes a little bit from weekday to weekend.
Got it.
But it says it helps scientists better understand the frequency and characteristics of your gut health.
Okay. Or you could just say, this is a little unusual for me. Maybe I should go to a doctor.
And so what it does is...
Without putting it into an app.
Listen, after you've logged everything...
Uh-huh.
I'm just sitting here, like, thinking about this, going, okay. So every time it happens, I open the app and go, yep, there we go. And then do you
ask... And then
ask,
your family figures out what you're doing. It's like, oh, you let another one rip, huh, Dad?
But then do you ask someone to rate it? You're like, okay, on stench level, what are you thinking? Or do you just go ahead and do it yourself, going...
You're going to do that yourself.
All right, that one is a SBD, silent but deadly. Or this
how
one
deadly?
Is...
How deadly? On a scale of 1 to 10, how deadly?
Right, exactly.
Is that a 9? I feel like that's a 9. Yeah, you're not asking anybody else that.
So it compiles it all into a graph.
Oh my gosh, seriously.
And it shows how many times each day and how severe they were.
Nobody's downloading this.
Are you kidding me? I've already downloaded it.
Are you kidding me?
I'm going to try it.
Oh my gosh.
Are you kidding?
I don't want you to tell me when you do. I don't want to know. I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
Oh my gosh. Why? And so I will say
these apps are created for people like you.
Yeah, I know. So I will say that you know, when you go to like your app store and you can see how many people have downloaded it, and you know, like things that are popular are like in the millions and millions. This one is in just the single thousands so far. So it's
okay
because they literally
you're in an elite club.
Yes, I'm on the ground floor of this,
yeah.
Kelly.
Okay, all right. You know what? This is one that where we don't need a report. Like, don't circle back with us on this. I don't need to know how it's going. You just keep that one to yourself. I don't need to know. I don't need to know.
It'll give you a graph. You have recorded 9 toots so far today.
Oh, my gosh! I didn't need to know!
Add optional ratings. Stench, loudness, duration, linger, detectability. Detectability.
Does it have emojis for the different levels?
Yes. Yeah, it does.
Oh, it does.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. So it's got emojis where
they're all downturned, like they look unhappy.
Well, yeah. I mean, like, yeah. So again,
because you know, even the app is upset that it's been created for that.
Again, so you enter your like personal information and all that stuff, and
does it ask you to like set a baseline? Like, this is normal for me. Like, normally, I'm at about a 4 sense level.
So
this
when you
is
think
amplified.
About it, exactly.
Is
when
that
you,
a problem?
When you think about it, Kelly, this is a good way to track your internal health. Like, okay, mine have been more frequent and extra stenchy lately, so maybe there's something wrong.
Okay.
See?
All right.
Here we are. We're just trying to help you be healthy. That's all we're trying to do.
Cutting edge of medical technology.
Again, this is for Australians, but you can download it and there's
but
an option.
But you've already gotten in there.
Yeah. But you can, because there's an option for outside of, you know, Australia. So
Did it cost you any money?
No, it's free.
Okay.
It's free.
Is there in-app purchases? And if so, what would they be?
In-app purchase? I don't even know.
Are there ads on it? Is that how they're making their money? They get you to download it for free and then you're riddled with ads.
Maybe.
That's how they're making the money.
I haven't figured that out yet.
Okay.
But we are getting some text messages from listeners, 100% downloading. Yeah. It's called Chart Your Fart. So again, we're stooping a little bit for this.
Okay.
But
Jen is like, every chart, your fart is an extra clue in Wordle. Every 100 you get is a new smog level. Link to OnlyFans where you can buy farts in a jar. Wow. It's a wormhole.
Could be. All right. So there you go. That is the latest in technology app downloads.
Mm.
Explore it if you want.
That's great.
It's for your health.
Hashtag for the health.
For the health.
Got it.
On 99.7 DJX. Now, this is not something that is foreign to a lot of couples. When one person wants something, they make the other person feel great, and then they re-approach the subject, right?
Yeah, just kind of get them in a good mood, maybe butter them up a little bit.
Get them in a good mood, butter them
up. Might be more agreeable.
Yeah. It might be easier on smaller things, like maybe going out to dinner. You know, it's like, all right, you know, I don't want to cook tonight, or I don't want to do any of that, so go to the wife, say, all right, well, hey, you want to try out that new place that
Who's
you've always
say
wanted
no
to go
to that? No one's gonna say no to that,
but before,
like, all right, great idea, babe.
But before you do that, you do things like, I don't know, maybe you scoop the cat box, you take out the trash, you clean out a couple of things, or you clean up a couple of things, you put away your clothes, stuff like that. Then you know, she's like, oh, wow, look at what you've done. You're like, yeah, you know what? Let's not eat in tonight. Let's go out. And then, okay, all right, great.
All right, we deserve it.
Yeah, we deserve it. Look at all the stuff that you've literally just done. It could be different when it's bigger things, you know? Like
more permanent additions to the family.
Yeah, or like a house.
Yeah.
Or a car.
All
big
that.
Big ticket items. It's like, hey, you know what? Want to get a new car. How do you convince the partner or spouse that it's time for a new car?
Sure, we can afford it.
Well, you got to get them in the mood first. And I think that's what Jason, our listener, is experiencing right now. He's tossing in his group therapy, which isn't really a therapy so much as him just kind of venting a little bit.
Should I let it work?
All right, so we'll see what his deal is and what his wife wants that he's putting his foot down on next on 99.7 EJX. Something's got a hold. Time for group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Jason says, hey, Ben and Kelly, let me tell you a little story. Give me your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
My wife wants to get a little mini dachs named Luna.
Okay.
Yeah, she's already picked out a name. I don't want to get a puppy right now. We're a busy family with 2 boys, 7 and 4. I'm not ready for extra responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, this dog isn't cheap, and we have to get all of the things you need to have a dog. It's going to cost a small fortune.
Mm-hmm.
We already spent a mini fortune to get our driveway done, new tires for our vehicles, and a trip to California this January for a vacation. No puppy.
Okay.
So my wife, Emily's trying to butter me up.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, she made a crock pot meal. Had candles going and made my absolute favorite banana bread with chocolate chips on top FML. I'm a sucker for this. Damn near ate half the loaf.
I mean, I understand. Sure.
Then she started talking about that puppy.
Uh-huh.
I know what she did. She's trying to butter me up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm holding my ground, though. For now. But should I cave?
Okay.
Not trying to be a buzzkill, but I know it's going to be crazy. Mm-hmm. Am I alone here?
Mm-hmm.
Is this evil tactic something all women use to get what they want? Thank you.
Okay. I don't know. I think, why don't you say, let's readdress it when after our vacation in January? Because getting an animal and then immediately leaving is probably not a good...
Especially a puppy.
...thing for success. Yeah.
Yes, especially a puppy.
Yeah. I mean, we realize, I can use myself as an example... realized quickly that when we decided to start looking for a new dog after our dog Fiona passed away, we then realized once we picked Dougal out and adopted him that we did it 2 days before St. Patrick's Day when my wife and daughters were going to be off doing gigs, and then literally later that month we were going to be traveling internationally.
Oh, gosh.
So
oh, that was not great timing.
I know. We didn't think about that when we got him. And all of a sudden we get him and it's like,
now we have to do something with him.
Now we have another kid.
Yeah.
But we can't take the kid to Scotland with us.
No.
So we got to figure this out.
And boarding him can be,
Yeah. So
when they're young.
Again, it's one of those things where maybe, and wait, what kind of dog did they say?
It's a mini dachs.
Dachshund.
So, yeah, dachshund.
Like a wiener dog.
Yes.
Like a wiener dog. All right.
Yeah.
So maybe thinking about after your trip in January and things, quote, settle down.
Until then, that buys you some more time.
But I will say, a little wiener dog with a bow around its head under the tree. Oh, so cute.
You're not helping.
So cute.
Not helping.
Listen, I had a miniature dachshund growing up.
Yeah.
Her name was Frida.
Frida?
Yeah.
She was adorable.
Which, by the way, after I told my daughter, because my daughter's all on I want a dachshund when I grow up kick.
Sure.
And I said, yeah, I told her the same story. I was like, yeah, I had a dachshund growing up. Her name was Frida. And she's like, that's what I'm naming her.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
an adorable
her.
Name, sure.
That's what I'm naming her.
I mean, I feel like, 95% of the puppy decision is because you have a great name. You're like, we need to add to the family.
And Luna's a great name.
It's a great
Luna's
name.
Luna's a great name.
Yes. I mean, that's how we ended up with 3 pugs. They're like, we need a third. And her name will be Peaches. And, my God, we got a third puppy. And she's been a terrorist. A terrorist, I tell you. It's a good thing. She's really, really cute.
Justin texts in and says, dang, man, you folded like a cheap suit on the first offer. Should have held out for some sandwiches at least.
Oh,
this guy
yeah.
pays full price for cars, too, I bet.
Well, listen, he hasn't paid just yet. He's asking if he should.
Hold out until she starts making sandwiches.
Oh, wow.
Everybody's saying sandwiches.
Making sandwiches.
using that. Shoot. That's funny.
Oh, Jesse says, my husband helps keep my unrealistic ideas in check.
Mm-hmm.
If it's truly not a good time, tell her. I would want 10 horses, but we settled on 3. We would not have been, we would not have been able to handle 10, but my husband said 3 would be okay.
Lisa,
maybe adopt from a dachshund rescue. That cost would be less and would mean so much more.
Lisa says, just cave. You know you're going to get the dog anyways. Get the dang puppy. But just tell her you're going to get one after your vacation because that's fair to everyone, including the puppers. That's what I said, Lisa. That's
Yeah. It's not fair to the puppy if you're going to, like, get the puppy and then you have all these crazy things and you're going to have to leave it.
Sherry texts in and says, we have a dachshund named Ketchup. All right, so a couple different things. I don't know. I mean, we can help this guy Jason figure out if he actually wants to get a dog or not. That's fine.
We put a pin in it until January. Go on the trip first.
That's kind of what we're thinking. You can let us know your story of such a thing if you want.
Oh, Chris has one.
Yeah. Or you can tell us how your significant other tried to butter you up.
And did it work?
Let Kelly and I decide whether or not it worked, and then you tell us.
Oh, we can guess. Oh, that'll be a fun
game. Yeah. So, all right, 502-795-1997. So, Jason checked in with us and said, hey, I know my wife is just buttering me up to try to get this dachshund that she's always wanted for the family. However, he thinks time's not right because they just dropped a bunch of money on some home stuff. There's the holidays coming up, and then they've got a trip planned in January to California.
Yeah, and he's just like, this is just, it's going to be crazy. We're busy. It's going to be expensive. Just the wrong time. Chris says, don't do it. My wife did this to me when it didn't work. She called in the cavalry and had my little princess come ask me in her precious little squeaky voice.
Oh, no.
Daddy, can I please? She promised it wouldn't cost as much as I thought and that she wouldn't ask me to do anything to take care of it. Now we have doggy health insurance, monthly grooming, specialty diet dog food, cute doggy outfits, and constant nagging to help with the dog walking schedule. Don't do it. Oh, yeah. And then one dog turned into two so the other one wouldn't be lonely.
Sounds like someone's a bah humbug. I will say, though, I mean, any animal you get, doesn't matter what kind, you kind of, you know, roll the dice on its health when you adopt it. And, you know, you could have a dog that's perfectly fine, whatever. But then you also could have a dog that is needy and needs a lot of different things. And
well, yes. When I was growing up, I had a Shih Tzu who at one point we were baking the dog's treats because she needed special things for her diet. And then, of course, we had to go follow her every single time and immediately pick up her number twos, because she'd turn around and go, oh,
what a treat.
Tasty.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, there's a lot of people that are like, it's kind of 50-50 on Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show, whether or not to get the dog, not get the dog. Amanda says, hey, I've been wanting a specific puppy for 15 years. Get her the puppy.
Oh, gosh.
And others are like, hey, I say no puppy. As y'all are getting ready to go on a vacation, you're going to have to spend money to board it. Somebody's going to have to watch them, getting all the shots, everything you need. Blah, blah, blah.
It's a lot. It can be a lot. But you know what? There's a lot of people saying, you know, adopt instead. Maybe don't get a puppy. Maybe skip the puppy phase. But I will say this, because we lost two elderly dogs. Mm-hmm. You know, our kids were really, really young. And so that's why we decided to go the puppy route the next time, so that they would have a dog around for a long time to grow up with, because they'd already experienced the loss of two. So I there could be that situation.
I like this suggestion we got on the text line. I think he needs to get a stuffed animal and put it under the Christmas tree with a bow around its neck and tell her that, hey, when you get back from your trip in January, we can talk about getting a real one.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, when you do that, though, understand you're probably committing to getting one.
Well, sure.
Yes. Yeah. So.
All right. Anyways. Hey, good luck. Keep us posted on Luna, your new addition to your family. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. You know that, Jason. Come on.
Sure. Yeah. It'll work out. It'll work. So many people are just like, life is short. Get the puppy. And that is how we ended up with three.
All right. There you go. That is group therapy. We're going to try out a new game called Blind Rank Game. Okay, Kelly?
Okay, what does this mean? What do I have to do?
All right, so this is where I'm going to give you five items, one at a time, okay?
Okay.
Like movies or foods or vacation spots or whatever. And you have to rank each one of them 1 to 5, like 1 star being the worst, 5 stars being the best, without knowing what's coming next.
Okay. And I can't go back and change answers?
Nope. What you have is what you have.
Okay, but I don't have to, like, I've already used up a 5-star.
Exactly, so you can't use that anymore.
Oh, do I have to keep track of that?
I don't know. How good's your brain power, Kelly?
All right, probably not very good.
I mean, you might love one of them. Okay, so here, let's get a little music bed. You ready?
Yeah.
We're going to start with something easy. Holidays. I say holidays.
Holidays are pretty good.
Yeah, give me 4th of July. What star?
I'm going to say I love America, but that's a 1-star.
Okay.
I'll tell you why. Because I once got burned by fireworks.
All right. New Year's.
New Year's.
Yep.
That's my 2.
Okay.
Yeah.
Halloween.
Because I don't go out so much anymore.
Halloween.
Well, that's got to be my 3.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. Christmas.
Oh, Christmas. That's pretty great. But if I know you, I feel like something really good is around the corner.
That's your risk.
If I give that my 5-star,
yeah,
then I risk something that's even better.
Yeah, you do.
But see, then I'm putting something above Jesus's birthday, and that feels wrong.
Mm.
So okay, so Christmas is my 5-star.
All right, Easter.
Jeez, it's Jesus. But that's got to be number 4, and I've used all my 5-stars.
Yeah,
and
there you are. Okay, Disney movies.
Disney movies.
All right, rank them 1-star to 5-star.
I've seen a lot.
Lion King.
1. I didn't like that one.
Okay.
No, it's too much death. I feel so bad for Simba.
Interesting.
It's just tragic.
Interesting.
Yeah, no, that's
all
my
right.
one.
Frozen.
Ooh.
It's a good one.
That is a really good one.
That is a good one.
That might be number 4. That might be 4 stars.
Ooh, okay. 4. Aladdin.
That was good.
That was
back
good.
In the day.
Yeah.
It was really good. Solid.
Yeah. Solid.
Robin Williams as the genie.
The genie, yes.
Really amazing. A lot of the improv that he did.
That's right. What are you thinking? 2?
2 stars.
2?
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of other good ones I'm waiting for.
Okay. Moana.
3.
This is ranking Disney animated movies.
Okay.
We've done 4, 3, and you've got a 1.
Yeah.
2 and a 5 left. Beauty and the Beast.
That's probably if I've got 2 and 5 left, that's 2.
Okay.
Why did you do that? You're going to come at me with like Pinocchio or something, right?
Moana.
No, we already did Moana.
All right.
Yeah, so Moana was number 3. I think the only one left is 5.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
See,
no,
this
is going to
fail
5.
Because you can't count.
I already gave you five. I gave you 5.
That
Lion
was
King,
it?
Frozen, Aladdin, Moana, Beauty and the Beast. That's 5.
Oh, okay, so
you didn't
out of
have
those,
a 5. So, yeah, so you doubled up on something, and I didn't keep
I did.
Track.
I was waiting for
this
Tangled.
Game is
Tangled
gonna...
would have been my 5.
I know. So see, okay, all right, music. We're going music. Last one, because at some point we're going to have to end this game.
We have to get off this sinking ship.
Just because you can't figure out the game.
You can't count.
Okay. 1
We're
to 5.
We're both failing.
The blind rank game. We're trying to give you 5 items. You're going to blindly rank them 1 to 5. 1 star being the worst, 5 star being the best.
Can we do hot actors?
All right, we'll do that one next.
Okay.
Backstreet Boys.
Backstreet Boys. Solid. I'll do 3.
Okay. O-Town.
Ooh, 1.
1.
Even though
you have a story
foot rub from Trevor. A magical night. Piggyback
magical
ride.
Magical night.
The
yes. All right. So you
were at O'Malley's corner that
So
night.
You have a 1.
Yeah.
And you have a 3.
Yeah. Backstreet Boys, number 3.
Yeah. I got to keep track of this.
Yes. I was going to say, write it down.
One Direction.
One Direction.
Yeah.
Okay,
solid bangers.
Solid bangers. Yes. They're my 2, though. Sorry.
Ooh.
I know that's going to get a lot of hate. But you know what I'm waiting for.
I know.
You know what I'm waiting for. And if you don't have it on the list,
Jonas
sir, I'm going to throw
Brothers.
Something at you. Jonas Brothers has to be my 4.
Okay.
Wow. Where's my 5?
LFO.
No! No! You make LFO have to be my 5?
LFO is your
this
5.
This is a
That's
problem.
Interesting. That's
your,
interesting.
Your list is crap because you didn't include NSYNC and you know that. You know that. You
there
know
had
that.
To be something, Kelly.
No. NSYNC has to be on the list, and that's my 5.
Believe.
I'm calling a mulligan on your stupid list.
I
that's a dumb list.
Believe you
that's
put
a
LFO
list.
At number 5.
We're
five
never doing
stars.
This game again. This is stupid. This is stupid. We're not doing it again. How are you going to have a music list of all boy bands And NSYNC is not a choice.
Everybody's saying you're
saying
that's
so null and void. Null and void. We're not doing this ever again because your list is dumb.
Fine.
Yeah. But, say, Raina says, yeah, just rude, Ben.
Listen,
rude.
Listen, you know.
You set me up.
Of course I did.
You set me up.
Of course I did.
It's a dumb game. We're never doing
it again. You know that we'll probably play it again.
No, we're not going to play this again. No, no. Although Megan is throwing me some shade that Jonas Brothers is 5.
Okay.
Really? Again, right, anyways, again, you don't know what's coming next, Megan.
That's the blind rank game.
Yeah, Jennifer says it's dumb.
On 99.7 DJX. All right, feel good stories. We do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly Kay.
So a couple sailing off the coast of Hawaii ended up saving 5 scuba divers who got stranded at sea.
Oh, geez.
So they realized they drifted away. Their dive boat was nowhere to be found. Camila and Ryan are the couple who found them, radioed the U.S. Coast Guard, who showed up within 20 minutes with a helicopter to scoop them up.
Somehow I managed to hear the cry for help. So we just went into action. First thing that one of the ladies said was, boy, are we glad to see you.
You guys okay on water?
Yeah. This man here, like, he's been throwing up and he was gray. And we tried to get him on board, but he had no strength.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, just kind of crazy. They had been drifting for hours.
Mm-hmm.
And thank goodness they were in the right place at the right time. Because, again, it's just wide open sea. Like, how in the world? They were so lucky that they happened to be in the right place at the right time.
Mm.
Yeah, Inside Edition had their story. See it at WDJX.com.
Listen, unless you're Britney Spears, you're probably putting a little bit of thought into how and how quickly you're getting married. It's 99.7 DJX. I, of course, am talking about the whole getting married to Jason Alexander on a whim at a night in
55 hours.
In a night in Vegas. They just decided, you know what? Let's do it. We've been friends for a long time. Let's go ahead and get married. Then as soon as they did, her family freaked out and was like, hey.
Immediate regrets.
Yes.
Immediate.
This can't happen. You're worth like millions of dollars and he's just a dude from Louisiana.
It was swift and over. Quickly.
Yes, it was. But like I said, unless you're in that sort of situation, whether you're in a long-term relationship or whether you've just been dating for a little bit, when the thought of marriage comes up, usually there's thoughts about how you're going to ask the person. You know, how do you ask? Do you go through the parents first?
You plot the whole thing out.
Do you plot the whole thing? Yeah. Do you do do you kind of storyboard it with how you think it should go? Do you get other people involved? All
a
that
lot of
stuff.
Times there's that, yes.
Yeah. So at this point, looking back, would you change anything about your proposal? Would you, and then what grade would you give it? So we're going to get into this coming up here next, but someone asked couples what they would change about their proposal if they could go back and do it again. So would love to hear your thoughts. And
I feel like we need to call your wife.
I know. I feel like we need to.
Because
listen.
Your story is epic. It's legendary. It's actually an urban legend, but it's true.
It's an urban legend at this point. Yeah. I mean, if you've listened to the show for a while, maybe you've heard me tell it on the show before. I've told it several times, but I'll give you kind of the quick Reader's Digest version of that. And then how my wife has learned to accept it as her story.
She owns it.
She does. All right. So all that coming up on 99.7 JX. Before we get to this, we need to literally ask the person if they want to. So it's the proposal, right? So someone asked a bunch of couples what they would change about their proposal if they could go back and do it again. 50% said no, wouldn't change anything. So even if it didn't like go perfect, they were still like, you know what? It's fine. It's the little imperfections. That's what makes it unique and makes it special. But the other half would change at least one thing. The 5 most common things, the location, the delivery,
ooh,
having friends and family involved.
Okay, yes.
The weather.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And what was said.
Ooh, so you, that's gotta hurt.
So you know that I've said on this show before, I am not a fan of public proposals. Like
they make you cringe.
They really make me cringe. Like when people do it on a big screen at a sporting event or something, and the camera shows, and it's like puts all the pressure on, you know, her to say something. I mean, I don't know. It just makes me cringe.
And that's why you did it in a parking lot.
Yes.
On April Fool's Day.
Right. So Kelly's thrusting me into my story real quick. I'll give you it real fast. I had the ring on Valentine's Day. I didn't want to propose on Valentine's Day.
You thought that was too cliche.
My wife and I were living apart at the time, and so it was long distance. So when I would come in on the weekend, I would bring the ring, and something like I was like, man, I'm just trying to think of like a good time, a good place to do it.
Did you think the moment would present itself and you would just be ready?
Yeah, I was kind of thinking that, you know, when it happens, it happens. And in the back of my mind, I kind of made like a collage of us and put it in a frame and on a Polaroid picture. You know how they have like the little white on underneath the Polaroid picture. I wrote, "Will you marry me?" on one. And I was like, okay, so that's a backup. I might give her this and just say, here you go, you know, and maybe that's my like proposal where I give.
Did you have a speech? Like, did you think at least about, all right, when the moment presents itself, this is what I'm going to say?
Now,
did you have that done?
Now, Kelly, you know that I like to wing it. A lot of times.
You sure do.
So I
you
didn't.
You sure do.
I didn't plan any sort of speech. I just felt like it was going to come from the heart.
Okay. So in the moment, you're just going to know what to say.
Yeah. So it turned out, you know, we went to see a band that she really wanted to see on March 31st. Well, we stayed past midnight. So now all of a sudden it's April Fool's. And so it's about 2 a.m. and the bar's closing. And I'm like, man, you know what? It's April Fool's Day.
Do it for the bit.
I could tell her not. And again, the only reason this worked is because I had been taking the frame of the collage of pictures and frame with me every single time I was going in to see her. And I was bringing the ring with me every place, you know? And so I was like, man, I'm just going to tell her this isn't going to work out. So we get out to the car. It's literally 2 a.m. outside of a penitentiary.
At any point, did you stop to think that what if she agrees with me?
So the my bit was I'm going to tell her I'm going to break up with her,
uh-huh,
and then say April Fool's and everything's going to be great.
But did you think for a second she'd be like, you know, you're right?
And Kelly, I didn't have that thought until I legit started into the bit where I go, hey, I need to tell you something.
God, I wish that I'd known you back then so I could have stopped this nightmare and helped you pivot.
But see, no, Kelly, it wouldn't have mattered because I came up with that literally on the spot. That wasn't a premeditated thing, Kelly. I had a couple beers in me and I was like,
right,
you know what?
This I would have had to gonna, be near you at all times to stop that.
This is going to be great. So yeah, so I said, hey, this isn't going to work out. And then she was staring daggers into my face.
See, it's this kind of stuff that makes me cringe.
And just absolutely confusion and going, what? And I said, but I did get you something. So I was thinking, all right, here we go. This is what's going to happen. I'm going to give her the collage. She's going to look at the collage and see the thing that says,
I got you a lovely parting gift. It's all of our memories. Thanks for those. Okay, bye.
Yeah, yeah. And she's going to look at it. She's going to see the Polaroid stuffed in the collage there.
Oh, I would have broken it.
That says, will you marry me? And then everything's going to be great. So
I would have chucked it over a fence.
So I give her the collage and she's not even looking at it.
Yeah, she's of course, staring, because she's blind with rage now.
She's just standing there.
And you're dumping her after you took her to see her favorite band. What kind of person does that?
Again. It wasn't premeditated. It was in the moment. It was April 1st. I was thinking this is going to be great. Just like, she's just staring at me, and I'm like staring at her, and I'm like, look at the picture. So she looks down. She like literally like does a glance down, glance back up, and I'm like, you're not doing it right. And so
you blame her for it going sideways.
And so finally, I'm like, all right, it's literally been It's literally been like 2 minutes since I started.
Oh, it feels like an eternity. Oh, then. Yeah, absolutely. It feels like 2 years.
So then I say April Fool's, and I get down on my knee, and I pull out the ring, and she is still so confused.
Well, yeah, because like, she's going from blind rage to happiness. It's a very strange little roller coaster to send her on. By the way, Kelly from Crescent Hill is throwing lots of swears at you right
now. Yeah, no, and I understand, and I deserve it, too. And so that was, so anyway, so she wound up saying yes. And so that was our origin story.
Yes.
And so then later I was just like, I apologized to her for the engagement story and just said, hey, look, you know, I'm sorry. And she's like, you know what? I'm cool with it. I kind of like it now. That's our unique story.
There was an element of danger.
There was an element of danger. That I said, Kelly, I literally didn't think of until I started into the quote bit. And so,
because if it were me, I would have been like, fine, you know what? Yeah, I was thinking about that too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would have chucked it over a fence.
Yeah,
and
I know.
I know.
So,
I'd be like, you know what? That's fine. Nope. You know what? I was going to break up with you first.
So I would think if I asked my wife to grade her proposal, now she probably would say A.
Okay. Because, but in the moment, because, maybe immediately after.
Because memorable, and yes, there was a story to tell for the ages.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And over and over again on this show.
Yeah. I mean, it literally can't escape me. So.
No, it really can't. And listen, Ashley said, if I could have my proposal done again, I'd want it to be intimate between me and my husband instead of around his whole family.
Mm, yeah.
I wish I'd even changed my clothes and did something with my hair. I was wearing sweats. I didn't know what was going on. Yeah. No, I get that, Ashley.
Yeah.
1,000%
yeah,
so, I would agree.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. So
you want to look cute because you know it's probably going to be documented with photos. A lot of people hire photographers to capture those moments.
But I will say the one thing that I had going for me is that we were both kind of dressed up because we were going out to see a band. So
great. Mm-hmm. Did you get it captured, though, on any sort of photographs?
We did get a photo after maybe like 3 or 4 in the morning.
Did you get someone drunk stumbling out of the bar and said, hey, can you take our picture?
I don't know.
She's holding up her breakup collage. Can you get that in there, too? Right.
Let's hear yours and then what you would grade it, okay?
By the way, I grade mine as an A. Got proposed to on the air. Yay.
Yes.
By a knight in shining armor.
Right. You had the knight in shining armor coming in and proposing on the show, which, yes, not a lot of people can say. That's for sure.
Yep, that's unique.
All right, so 502-795-1997 is our number, and we'll let you grade it on the way next on 997DJX. Tony said, I just asked my wife. She said it was an A+. She couldn't say no after pasta at the old spaghetti factory, LOL.
Oh,
we're talking
nice.
About proposals, and 50% said they wouldn't change anything about their proposal, but the other 50 said, yeah, I'd change something like the location, delivery, having friends or family involved, the weather, what was said.
Yeah. Especially if you have this elaborate plan and it doesn't get pulled off the way you want to.
Yeah, Desi wrote in and said, I wouldn't change it now, but for years I would kind of wish he had done something other than propose in a Burger King with an onion ring.
I love it. That's great.
She said, I said yes, and we've been married for over 10 years.
That's awesome.
I get it. Sometimes it takes a minute to like own it and say,
you gotta marinate in it for a sec.
Okay. All right. That's my story.
That's the story. But you know what? You're always going to look at Burger King and onion rings in a certain kind of way. The same kind of way. Like I look at McDonald's on Bardstown Road at Taylorsville Road, as a special little place because that is where
you had
my
to talk,
husband,
right?
Like, yes. Yeah. Like basically said, I want to get back together and you're the person and this is for real. And that's kind of the conversation that changed the course of our life.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Krista had said, I would want a little planning and forethought. I didn't receive a this is why I love you speech or a grand gesture of asking me to marry him. He never even got down on one knee. Ooh. He just went to his truck and grabbed the ring, gave it to me and said, this should make you happy.
Oh, gosh.
Krista,
oh, no.
Are you still married?
Oh, no.
Are you still married?
This is like, this will shut you up. I don't know.
This ought to make you happy. Now quit complaining.
We've been talking about it so much. Jeez.
Jeez.
Fine.
crying. Oh my gosh.
Well, oh, Janice says my ex and I.
there's a little indication as to how it all went. Yeah, right.
We were watching TV one afternoon when out of the blue he said, "Honey, will you marry me?" I said, "Nah."
Nope.
And then he doubled down and said, I don't think you heard me. Will you marry me? The second time, I said yes.
Uh-huh.
I kind of thought he was ribbing me for not paying attention to him. I really wonder what went through his head, though, when he decided to propose without any setup.
Oh.
Yeah, that's just kind of out of the blue.
Yeah, right. That's funny. Yeah, she said, or even any eye contact.
Uh-huh.
And she said, we never even made it to the wedding day because I found out he had cheated on me and was trying to choose between me and his other girlfriend.
Oh,
and apparently he
gosh!
Chose me. Oh, my God.
I was the winner of the girlfriend contest.
Right. Wow. Those are a couple bold ones right there. Thank you, Janice
gosh.
And Krista.
Oh, got a text. I would change the guy that proposed.
Oh, well.
He didn't do anything at all besides give me his ex's ring.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, see, that's one where you got to just hit the reset button and say, you know what, maybe the last relationship that I had didn't work out.
At least change the setting. If you want to stick with the diamond, like if there's meaning, if it's an heirloom or whatever, change the setting.
Oh.
That can make it a different ring.
Yeah. Did get a message from a listener. I would redo the proposal. Husband took me out to dinner and said, let's go ring shopping. Still married to him, but thought that was pretty crappy. Oh, jeez.
Okay. Well, but then you get a say, though. You get to pick out. It's like, especially if it's just like anything you want, babe. I would like that. That's kind of fun.
Got a message. My parents had a weird proposal. They were in the produce section of a grocery store. My dad said, all of our friends are getting married. We should, too. My mom thought he was joking. Just said, yeah, and just kept on shopping. Couple days later, she got to thinking about it. And with the serious way he had said it to her, was kind of confusing, and she goes to him and asks if it was a serious question or if he really was just kidding around, and he responds with, well, yeah, I thought we were engaged now.
Oh, my gosh!
34 years later, they're still married. Well, I mean, you said so I thought
precious.
That was it. We're engaged.
Oh, wow. When there's literal confusion, and
you have
no idea
all right.
what's happening.
Good stuff. All right. So, hey, anyways, all right. Good things. Thanks for the stories there on 99.7 DJX. Ben and Kelly, good morning, 99.7 DJX. Kelly, you ready for a stupid fact of the day?
Let's do some learning.
Yeah. You know, we're fascinated by all things new and discovering new things, new terms, new stuff like that. So I'm going to toss a term at you that I didn't know there was a term for, but it makes sense now once you hear it.
Okay, so give me the term, and then I got to try to guess what it's referring to?
I mean, I think you're going to be able to guess.
Okay.
All right. The term is winter penis, and it's back in the news because...
Seriously.
I didn't know that was a term.
Seriously?
Honestly, I didn't know it was a term, but it makes sense when you hear what it is.
What is it?
Experts say cold weather can cause that area to recede into his body, making it appear 50% smaller.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right.
I mean, there's the longstanding, it's cold. It shrinks.
Oh, right.
You know,
okay.
But now there's a term for it.
Super uncomfortable right now. Super uncomfortable.
It's just a part of the body, Kelly.
Uh-huh.
That's all it is.
Uh-huh.
Nothing to be embarrassed about. It's just a natural part of the body.
Okay, but what are we supposed to do with this?
With the knowledge?
Are we supposed to just, am I just supposed to go to my husband and say, it's okay, babe. It's just the winter?
Yeah, just warm him up.
Okay.
Yeah, their doctor says, hey, look, most cases, all you have to do is just warm up the body.
Okay, all right. Listen, for the record, haven't noticed anything.
Okay, good.
So I think we're good.
Good for you.
We might be avoiding that plague.
All right. Good for you. Well, apparently it's enough to where there is an actual term.
Oh, great.
And
oh, great. Oh, great.
I love tossing these things at you because you get so uncomfortable.
It's just okay. All right. It's coming from you too.
There isn't a female term for anything that happens on the female body.
Well,
so
yes, there shouldn't be.
If there was, I would let you deliver that.
What would it be? Winter boob? I don't understand.
Winter boob.
I don't think it works the same.
Shrink
way.
In the cold?
Right. I'm a lower cup size.
Look at that. Yay.
Nope, that hasn't happened.
No.
Nope.
No.
Okay.
All right. So there
That's
you go.
Great.
That term now back in the news.
Really? There's been news stories
about
it?
Oh, I don't know if there's news stories. That's just what it says.
Okay, where'd you find it, though? Is this on the internet? You were in some dark corner in the internet.
No. No.
Okay.
No.
Can you cite a source or no?
But, I mean, there are plenty of sources.
There are plenty of sources.
Yeah, like the Daily Mail, New York Post.
Yep, those are reputable. They did stories on that?
Yeah, of course.
What does the headline say? Give me some headlines.
Winter penis could reduce sex organ size by up to 50%, doctors warn. That's the headline.
Wow. Wow.
You asked.
Clickbait.
Well, it worked.
I'm clicking on that.
It worked. It worked. And that's your stupid fact of the day.
That's great.
All right. So, if he says it shrinks, just know it's scientifically proven.
Babe, it's scientifically proven. I read an article about it the other day.
I heard it on Ben and Kelly.
Okay.
All right, there you go. That's your stupid fact of the day on 99.7 DJX. And, you know, congratulations, Kelly. Glad that you haven't been afflicted by such a condition.
No, I think we're good. I think we're good. Can we move on?
All right, we'll get to feel good stories on the way, plus a setting the bar story. Here in just moments on DJX. All right, let's get to a feel-good story. Do this every hour throughout the morning, Kelly Kay.
Deanna's a photographer, understands how precious pictures of loved ones can be.
Mm-hmm.
She had this really touching way to remember her parents, Jerry and Pat. You've probably seen some parents do this. I mean, most parents, I think, take the school pictures of their kids every single year on the porch before
sure.
the first day of school, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of that, along that similar vein, she took photos of her mom and dad standing side by side outside their home waving goodbye after she visited them, and she's been doing it for 27 years.
Oh, wow.
But her mom struggled with continuing that after dad passed away at 91, but she did. Inside Edition had the story.
We'd go out and I'd pack stuff in the car and then mom would cry. Then I'd get in the car and then I'd try to take a picture or two.
What did your mom say to you about continuing on with the taking pictures after your dad died?
The very first time I left, she said, "Oh, Deanna, you know, no more pictures." And so very good-naturedly, I said, "Well, mom, you know, we're doing this now." It gave us a smile on a sad time.
Mm.
Yeah, it's really sweet. And then mom passed away at the age of 92. And the last picture in the series was just the garage door.
Oh.
Nobody waving back. That one, last one was really tough, but it wrapped up an incredibly meaningful project.
Sure.
What a great idea, too. Like, if I feel like start doing this now. Mm-hmm. If you haven't already, start doing something like that now. Because every time when I was in college and I would come home, mom and dad would take a picture of me standing next to my car as I was leaving.
Sure, yeah.
So
yeah.
We did a lot. I have so many of those, but it's like it made me think I need to get more pictures of my parents. Like when they visit and everything, we feel like it goes so fast and we're doing all the
right,
things, but you have to stop and remember to take the pictures.
Yeah.
Take the pictures. So this is your reminder. You can see it at WDJX.com.
All right, setting the bar time, Kelly. This is
an example of what not to do.
Look, I don't know if you've ever tried to pretend like you were a sibling or a relative to trick someone. Like, Kelly, I know your sister, Carrie. I don't know if you've ever been like, yeah, I'm Carrie. You know, like when you go out or whatever.
In fact, she once got mistaken for my daughter at a store.
Oh, okay.
When we were in our 20s.
We'll move on.
That's about as far as
so Veronica did do that. And her mistake was probably trying to pass herself off as her mom being 25, 26, 27 years older than she is.
Oh, gosh.
So, yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without trying to pose as your mom to scam the state for disaster relief when you don't actually need it, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So her name's Veronica. She's 44.
Thought it was a perfect plan.
Yeah, so she lives in Florida. And, you know, Florida got hit with a couple, you know, hurricanes. And so she used all her mom's information, like mom's name, address, all that stuff, to claim.
This is worse if mom actually needed that money. Did mom actually need it, or was she all right too?
Well, I don't know. But obviously she was using her mom because maybe mom was in an affected area, you know?
Right.
So anyways, so she used all of this to basically pose as her and claim that she was forced to move out of her home due to the hurricane damage, and she was requesting about $8,000. So not like thousands and thousands of dollars, but still $8,000.
Hoping that wouldn't really be a blip on their radar.
Yeah, maybe.
Like, they could just write me a check. It's going to be fine.
Yeah, it'll be
fine. It's a small enough amount.
It'll be fine.
It's not going to raise any flags.
But here's the thing. She has to physically go pick up the check. So the check got approved.
Oh.
She walks in, and someone asks, "Hey, you look pretty young for your age."
How old was mom?
Well, so Veronica's 44. Mom's got to be in her late 60s, 70s, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so she said, you know what? Botox.
Skincare. Botox. Yes, I'd have a really great med spa.
Yeah. She said Botox.
Okay.
So that didn't fly.
Mm.
And the workers were like,
"Hang on a sec. Let me, we're just getting that check ready for you. Hang on just a sec."
Yeah, why don't you sit
to
right
supervisor.
There.
I think we got one.
Yeah. Well, anyways, they didn't buy it. She was arrested. So,
oh boy. Ooh.
Yeah, trying to scam the state for money.
Thought it was a perfect plan.
Thought it was the perfect plan.
You had to show up in person.
Yeah. Then all of a sudden it's like, "Hey, you don't look like you're pushing 70.
I'm really surprised that she didn't just have her mom like, "Hey, mom, can we run some errands?"
Right.
And then just,
hey, walk,
you know,
in and pick up this
mom
check for
with
me.
You. Exactly. How she didn't figure that part out.
Well, that's another part of the set of the bar story, because these people, they're getting caught because they're not smart.
Well, and again, I don't want it to seem like that I'm trying to help her get away with the scam by saying she should have brought mom, but it does sound, it probably sounded like that. So don't do that. Don't do any of that.
All right. So there you go. That's your setting the bar story.
Oh, wow.
If you can manage to make it through the day without trying to pass yourself off as your mom to try and scam thousands from the state.
This has been a theme lately. First, we had like the dude in the bear costume saying, "Oh yeah, bear like totally like messed up our car. We need insurance money for that." And now this.
Yeah.
There's a lot of insurance scams out there. Ooh, and don't forget about the guy that intentionally backed into the lady and they just got caught doing that. Wow, lots of scams.
Well, be careful out there.
Uh-huh.
That's your side of the bar story on 99.7 DJX. So I'm going to call back to an earlier segment in this hour on 99.7 DJX, our stupid fact of the day.
Why?
Because I got a text message from my wife.
Oh, God. You should really tell her not to listen.
No. It's worse.
Oh, God. What?
The text message from my wife says, "Why is your mom texting me about your winter penis?" And so then I gotta explain it to my wife. What
we
were talking about.
And then your mom.
My mom caught it on this. She lives in Florida.
Oh,
like,
God.
She catches the show on the stream every now and then.
You should tell her to stop listening. Why does anybody in your family listen anymore? They should know.
My wife's like, "Why is your mom texting me this?"
And what exactly was the text? Hey, Liz,
does Ben
have winter penis?
LOL.
Is that the text?
I don't know. I don't even want to ask. Oh, shoot.
Oh, Kathy.
So, at least.
I really can't do anything to stop this freight train most of the time.
At at least...
I can't.
You know, if you're having a certain day, at least know that your mom isn't texting your wife asking about winter penis. All right?
Oh, man.
All right, there you go. That's all I got.
Okay, that's
99.7 DJ.
Get a screenshot for us to share. That'd be amazing.
By the way, if you want to know more about said affliction...
No, don't.
It's up on the podcast.
Oh, great.
WDJX.com. Man, I feel like we are into the, hey, let's just circle around back to that after the holidays are over season. Mm. Am I projecting that or am I accurate?
Yeah.
Can we start pushing things off till January?
I feel like, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I feel like productivity is already starting to be at an all-time low.
Yeah,
right?
Because
we're all kind of mentally checking out for the rest of the year, are we not?
Right. I feel like once we're getting into mid-November, like we are,
yeah,
then we're just checking out. By the way, today's my sister's birthday, so happy birthday, Amanda.
I just wished her happy birthday on Facebook.
Oh, you did?
Thank you, Facebook, for telling me all that. They remind
right.
me of all the
all
things.
Right. All right, good. Well, then you did it before I did, so.
Look at that!
All right, so that's great. All right, hey, if you missed anything from the show, catch up podcast. You can get the entire show. You can get little segments right there. Everything from the new ridiculous advances in App Store, in the App Store.
That this is if
for
this
health?
Has
for
any
health?
For health. And Ben is helping to continue this and still make it a thing. They could have just died a horrible death.
Listen, group therapy was that, but then we tested out. We put Kelly into the little test lab, and we tried out.
I was
kind
a
of
lab a, rat, and it was a horrible, horrible failure.
But I think maybe it was just because of the participant in it. Maybe
just blame it on me because I'm not smart enough to be able to hang with the game. Like, listen, you can't count either. That is also a problem. You cannot count. Lost track, sir, too.
Listen,
and it's just where it went off completely off the rails. Also, I'm going to go ahead and you set me up in the worst way.
So it was called the blind rank game, and where we give five things, you have to rank them without knowing what's coming next. And so, yes, things that I learned, I have to keep track of your answer because you're not keeping track of your answer.
Of course I'm not.
Because I'm already
like trying to anticipate what I feel like you're going to throw at me next to try to plot my strategy because Megan is already rolling in with her whole Backstreet Boys 3, One Direction 4, O-Town 1, LFO 2, and Jonas Brothers 5.
Yeah,
and listen, that's great that she can sit there and spout that off, but the danger of the game is you don't know what's coming next.
And I know. And that is
you
the
commit
danger.
And then you find out if you were wrong. And I was wrong
and that
because
was...
you played it wrong.
The subject of boy bands, which Kelly was just mad that she was holding out for NSYNC, which never came.
You can't have a list like that and not have NSYNC as a choice.
By the way, not to get off on a tangent, but I started watching the Lou Pearlman thing on Netflix.
Is it super juicy?
About like the Backstreet Boys, which by the way, I didn't know the Backstreet Boys were kind of a thing. Back in 1993, they didn't hit the radio until like 98, 99, something like that.
Yeah, no, and they were like the first. Like,
yeah,
they got put together first and then
NSYNC. Of the Lou Pearlman, yes. And I didn't know Chris Kirkpatrick was the guy for NSYNC who literally put the band together.
Yes, he did.
So anyways, it is interesting.
Juicy
but,
tidbits.
Yeah, some juicy tidbits. Anyways, sorry for that tangent. Anyways, so we got a lot on the podcast to catch up on. Anything else? What are we missing?
There is something I don't know if we need to stump for people to go watch Red One, like maybe as a charity project.
I think The Rock is doing okay.
Listen, they spent $250 million making this movie. That's before $100 million they spent on marketing. So if I'm doing the math, carry the way, $350 million the studio is going to have to make to break even.
Mm-hmm.
And you know studios don't make movies to break even. They're trying to make a profit. Guess how much it made on its first weekend? I'll tell you, $34.1
million. No.
Ouchie.
That's rough.
Ouchie.
That's rough. All right. Well, hey, you can catch that story and many more up at WDJX.com. All right. Have a good one. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Okay.